This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has concluded that Iran launched last week's drone and missile attacks that knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. The CBS News network quoted unnamed officials as saying that low-altitude cruise missiles were used in the attacks early Saturday that cut Riyadh's oil production by 5.7 million barrels a day. That's nearly 6% of the world's oil supply. NBC News said more than 20 drones and missiles were deployed in the attacks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reinforced the U.S. position Tuesday in a speech.
As the president said, we don't want war with anybody. But the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded. And we're ready to defend our interests and our allies in the region.
Saudi King Salman says his country is capable of defending itself against the attacks, but called on the international community to clearly confront the perpetrators. The first hearing in what House Democrats are now calling an impeachment investigation quickly went awry today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I am respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. He tweeted from Air Force One, such a beautiful opening statement. Thank you, Corey. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this and other stories, visit us online, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.N. Security Council has voted unanimously to extend and